I know you're there. I can smell your fear from all the way over there. Aren't you going to pull the trigger? Well, go ahead then. Let's get this over with. Why are you hesitating? Don't you have a job to do? You know, the basic rule of assassination is to get the jump on your target before they get a chance to defend themselves. You must be new. Is this your first hit? No experienced professional would have taken the job. I'm far too dangerous. Whoever sent you has little regard for your life. Listen, if you're just going to stand there panting in the corner with shaky hands, you may as well put the gun away, come out here, and join me for a cigarette. I promise I won't harm you unless you give me a reason to. Let's just have a nice conversation, and if you cooperate like a good boy and tell me what I want to know, I might just let you leave here with your life. Or you can pull the trigger, and we'll find out which of us ends up lying on the floor bleeding. Wise decision. Have a seat. I'll let you have my lucky. Here, allow me. You can stop shaking now. You can hardly hold your cigarette to your lips. I said I wasn't going to harm you. I just need you to answer a few questions for me, and then you're free to go. Let's start with your name. Is that your real name? I want your real name. Why? In case you ever give me a reason to use it. Who contracted the hit on me? Yes, their name. You don't know their name? I don't believe you. You're lying to me. I can tell. You know something. Even if you don't know the name of the person who wants me dead, you must at least know the name of the handler who contracted you. Kitagawa. Just the family name. Mr. Kitagawa? Miss. It was a woman then. I see. Can you describe her appearance? What does it matter to you what I do with this information? That is for me to be concerned with. Your only concern should be walking out of here alive. Now tell me, what did she look like? What did she sound like? Oh, I get it. There was more to this arrangement than just money, wasn't there? Did she suck your cock? Did she let you fuck her? Ah, you don't have to answer. Your bright red cheeks betray you. So you want to protect her then, do you? Such a fool. You do realize she sent you here to die. If she, or whoever it is that she works for, wants me dead, then she almost certainly knows what I'm capable of. They're well aware that your chances of carrying out a successful hit on me are next to zero. So don't be an idiot. You owe her nothing. Good boy. How much money did they offer you? 40 million yen if you succeeded with the assassination, and 20 million to your parents if you died in the attempt. So you were aware that your life may be forfeit and you went ahead with their plan anyway? I see. Your parents are in desperate need of money. You're a good son. What if I told you that I have a way for you to earn a decent living where you can afford to help your family without bringing the shame of having a cold-blooded assassin for a son upon them? Killing is all you're good at, is that so? Well, that much was clear enough by the look in your eyes. Despite this being your first hit, I can tell that you're a man who's no stranger to killing. Former military? No matter. I don't care about your past. Do you know what I do for a living? I work for the Public Safety Devil Hunters Organization. I am the leader of Division 4, and I am always looking for new dogs to train. You'll still be killing if you agree to become one of my pets. Only you'll be killing devils, not people. Very well, then. I'll give you a choice. Join me, earn a decent living with an excellent benefits package, or you can walk out the door right now, completely unharmed. Nope, no tricks. You're free to go. Though, before you leave, you should know that from the description you provided to me of the woman who hired you, I believe I know who she works for, and my guess is that they've already got a sniper positioned outside to take you out the second you leave this building. They don't like loose ends. I can have you taken to a secure location, and I can offer protection for your family as well. That changes things, doesn't it? I can see those wheels turning, puppy. So what will it be? Excellent. That is the second wisest decision you've made today. I'm starting to like you. Now, first things first. I like to break in my new dogs. Take your clothes off. I expect a yes or a wolf for answers. I don't need a dog that says no. Now, obey and take off all your clothes. Slowly. That's it. Just like that. Now, come sit. Right here, between my legs. And lean your back against me. Good boy. Why are you shaking again? Don't you trust me? Everyone knows I take excellent care of my pets. But I want to watch you take care of yourself. Watch you take care of your cock that's been rock hard since the moment I walked into this room. Take it in your hand. Do it. Now stroke it for me. Start off nice and slow. No questions, puppy, just say woof. You're getting it now. You're a fast learner. I like that. Keep going. Doesn't it feel so much more exciting when you're in such a desperate, vulnerable position like this? There's just something about sex when it's mixed with a little bit of danger, isn't there? Spit in your hand. I want to see your cock nice and wet while you stroke it for me. So obedient. You're doing so well for me, puppy. Keep stroking. Mm. so good. And now stop. I said stop. Hands to your sides. Look at it twitching. So needy. Was it starting to feel good? Do you want to keep going? I asked if you wanted to keep going. I didn't say you could. I want you to beg. Beg me. Say, please, mistress, let me stroke my cock for you. You don't sound desperate enough. That's more like it. You can keep going. Harder. Faster. Yeah, just like that. Feels so good. It feels so fucking good, doesn't it, puppy? Oh, it's okay. You don't have to hold back when you're with me. Let it out. Moan for me. Let me hear how good it feels. So close now. I can feel it. I can feel you tensing up, about to release. Do you want to come? Oh, I know. I know you do. I know you want to come so badly. But I need you to stop. 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 Good fucking boy. Oh, look at you panting so heavily. So close to the edge, yeah? If you want to come, you're going to have to promise you're going to do what I say from now on. Anything I want. You're going to be the most obedient dog in my division, aren't you? That's what I thought. Now stroke it until you come for me. I want to watch you milk your cock. Make it fucking messy. I want to see you covered in your own cum. Yes. Oh, yes, puppy. That's it. Oh, come. Come, come for me, please. Just like that. Now get up. Get dressed. Welcome to Division 4. I'll send someone to escort you safely to headquarters. And if you want anything like this to ever happen again, this didn't happen. Understand? Good dog.